WKJAN Sports.
Time for Jacob Sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. At the Boys State Baseball Tournament yesterday in Des Moines, Western Dubuque teed off on Harlan pitching in Class 3A, moving on to the next round with a 12-1 victory in just five innings. Nick Tuttle tossed 2 2/3 innings of one-run ball to pick up the win and went 2-for-4 with a run scored and an RBI at the plate. Harlan was held to just 2 hits on the day, while the Bobcats banged out 14. Ben Bruck started for the Cyclones but did not escape the first inning, and he suffered the loss. Harlan pushed across their only run in the top of the first to take the early lead, but that didn't last long as the Bobcats scored 7 runs at the bottom of the first, added 2 more in the second, 1 in the third, and 2 more in the fourth inning. They only batted 4 times as the game ended after 4.5. Western Dubuque will face Dallas Center Grimes in the semifinals noon Friday at Principal Park, as they also picked up they picked up a win yesterday as well, defeating Washington 3-2. Also yesterday, it was Bishop Heelan Catholic over ADM by a final of 5-3, and Decorah, a 9-inning, 5-3 winner over Benton. Today's schedule, Principal Park, looks like this. In Class 4A at noon, Iowa City West will play West Des Moines Valley. Ankeny will face Davenport North in the second game of the afternoon. Tonight at 6 o'clock, Cedar Rapids Kennedy plays Linmar. That'll be followed by Fort Dodge versus West Des Moines Dowling in the late contest. In Major League Baseball yesterday, Adam Wainwright's first 2 RBIs of the season helped knock the Dodgers' ace Clayton Kershaw out in the 6th inning in a game that began in 103-degree heat as the Cardinals edged the end of the Dodgers' 5-game win streak with an 8-2 victory. Wainwright allowed 2 runs and 7 hits with 7 strikeouts in 7 1/3 innings. He was hitting .079 with 3 singles and 17 strikeouts coming in, but he doubled to left center with 2 outs in the 5th for the Cards' first run and then scored the tying run on Rafael Furcal's single. Also, Wainwright walked on 5 pitches to give the Cards a 2-run lead in the 6th inning to put them up 8-2 in that win. Elsewhere in the National League, it was Chicago over Pittsburgh 5-1. Philadelphia beat Milwaukee 7-6. Atlanta over Miami 4-3. Washington beat the New York Mets 5-2. Cincinnati over Houston 4-2. Arizona beat Colorado 6-2. And San Francisco a 3-2 winner over San Diego. In the American League, Will Smith pitched 2-hit ball over 7 innings in his longest of his 5 major league starts. Lorenzo Cain hit a 2-run homer in the first, and the Kansas City Royals beat the Los Angeles Angels by a final of 4-1 last night. In other American League action, Cleveland beat Detroit 3-2, Tampa Bay over Baltimore 3-1, Oakland beat Toronto 7-2, Boston over Texas 2-1, White Sox beat Minnesota 11-4, and it was Seattle over the New York Yankees 4-2. Alex Rodriguez has broken his left hand after he was hit by a pitch from Felix Hernandez in the 8th inning of the Yankees' 4-2 loss to the Mariners last night. Rodriguez was the 3rd player to be hit by a pitch from Hernandez. He immediately fell to the ground, wincing in pain, and was removed from the game. The Yankees said afterward that A-Rod had a non-displaced fracture of the left hand, and there was no timetable for his return. He'll be placed on the disabled list, and will see the team's doctor when the club returns to New York after today's series finale. Hernandez, who got the win, also hit Derek Jeter and former teammate Ichiro Suzuki in the same inning. A person familiar with the deal says the Miami Marlins have worked on a multiplayer trade to send former National League batting champion Hanley Ramirez to the Los Angeles Dodgers. The person spoke anonymously to the Associated Press because there was no official announcement. The Dodgers will also get reliever Randy Choate, while the Marlins will receive pitcher Nathan Eovaldi and a minor leaguer. Multiple media outlets were reporting that trade last night. The Pittsburgh Pirates have acquired left-handed pitcher Wandy Rodriguez from the Houston Astros for 3 minor league players. The Pirates also get cash in the trade that was announced last night after their loss to the Cubs. Pittsburgh is sending left-handers Rudy Owen and Colton Kane and outfielder Robbie Grossman to Houston. Hoping to make the playoffs for the first time since 1992, Pirates general manager Neil Huntington improved one of the top pitching staffs in the National League with the acquisition of Rodriguez, who is 7-9 with a .379 earned run average for the worst team in the major leagues this year. Lance Berkman of the St. Louis Cardinals was taken out for a pinch runner not long after getting hit by a pitch on his surgically repaired right knee in the 3rd inning of last night's game against the Dodgers. Trainers attended to Berkman after he was hit by a breaking ball from the Dodgers' Clayton Kershaw to lead off the inning. Berkman took his base but only trotted to second when Daniel Descalso followed with a single. After a chat with third base coach Jose Oquendo, Matt Carpenter replaced Berkman on the bases and then took over at first. Berkman's hitting .281 with a homer and 6 RBIs in 21 games. He's just 4-for-22 with 2 RBIs and 2 doubles since coming off the 15-day disabled list to start the second half of the season without a rehab stint following surgery in late May. St. Louis Cardinals pitcher Chris Carpenter expects to begin a rehab program next week following surgery to relieve nerve compression that left his arm and much of his right side numb. The 37-year-old Carpenter gave no guarantee Tuesday that he'd be back without a doubt next season, but Carpenter said the surgeon, Dr. Greg Pearl of Dallas, told him there were no complications. Carpenter's top rib was removed along with two of the connecting muscles. He was injured in spring training and last pitched as the Game 7 World Series winner last fall. In Pacific Coast League baseball action last night, Omaha beat New Orleans 5-4, while Oklahoma City was a 15-9 winner over the Iowa Cubs. Anyone going out to the Omaha Storm Chasers ball game on August 1st won't be able to buy peanuts, or for that matter, Cracker Jack. The Pacific Coast League affiliate to the Kansas City Royals will take anything containing peanuts off of its concessions menu for the game against the Reno Aces. The Storm Chasers and an Omaha allergy clinic are holding peanut-free night to bring awareness to people who have peanut allergies. Several minor league baseball teams have held peanut-free games for years, and major league teams occasionally reserve sections of their stadiums for people who have peanut allergies. About 3 million Americans are allergic to peanuts or foods containing peanuts. Now, the price of Jerry Sandusky's child sexual abuse scandal could go well beyond the $60 million fine and other penalties imposed by the NCAA. State Farm is pulling its ads from broadcasts of Penn State football games, while General Motors is reconsidering its sponsorship deal with Wall Street, is threatening to downgrade the school's credit rating. Pepsi, PNC Bank, and the health insurer Highmark say they are sticking with Penn State. And 2 days after the statue of former football coach Joe Paterno was removed from outside Beaver Stadium, heavy equipment was brought in to demolish the wall that served as a backdrop for the iconic sculpture. Sandusky remains in jail awaiting sentencing after being convicted last month on multiple counts of child molestation. Penn State football coach Bill O'Brien says his priority right now is to try to convince his current players to stay put. During an interview on the Dan Patrick Show, O'Brien said the toughest of the NCAA sanctions imposed on the school's program was the decision to allow current players to transfer immediately without restrictions. He says he's tried to emphasize the quality of a Penn State education and he and his staff's ability to prepare players for the NFL. O'Brien says he's receiving a lot of positive feedback from his players. A Harlan Community High School teacher is taking a leave of absence to pursue the NFL. Dan Hoke, who was recently hired by the school district for high school social studies, requested the leave of absence after being contacted for a tryout with the Jacksonville Jaguars. The leave of absence is until September 1st. Hoke spoke with high school principal John Connell and said he has about a 10% chance of making the team. During the school board meeting Monday, the board approved the leave of absence, placing Brian James as the substitute teacher for Hoke. The leave of absence had to be approved by the union, the administration, and the board. The Pittsburgh Steelers and coach Mike Tomlin have agreed to a new 5-year contract that will keep him with the franchise through 2016. His previous deal ran through the 2013 season. Team president Art Rooney II calls Tomlin one of the best coaches in the NFL. The 40-year-old Tomlin is 55-25 in 5 seasons in Pittsburgh, winning 3 AFC North titles, 2 AFC championships, and the 2009 Super Bowl. The Arizona Cardinals have signed Adrian Wilson to a contract extension running through the 2015 season. The 5-time Pro Bowl safety had 2 years left on his old deal. No one else on the Arizona roster has been with the team as long as Wilson. A person familiar with negotiations says the Cleveland Browns have signed rookie quarterback Brandon Whedon to a 4-year contract worth $8.1 million. The Oklahoma State product was the 22nd overall pick in this year's draft. Jacksonville Jaguars draft pick Justin Blackmon has pleaded guilty to drunken driving in Oklahoma. The judge imposed a deferred sentence of 1 year, meaning the former Oklahoma State star will serve no jail time if he fulfills the terms of his sentence. Blackmon has apologized and says he'll abstain from alcohol use for now. In NASCAR news, NASCAR has suspended driver A.J. Allmendinger indefinitely after a test of his backup urine sample came back positive on Tuesday. Allmendinger originally was suspended July 7th after failing a random drug test taken in late June. His backup B urine sample was tested Tuesday by the analytical laboratory in Nashville. Officials did not announce what substance Allmendinger tested positive for. Gold medal at stake or nothing at all, the U.S. Olympic basketball team is too good for Spain. Carmelo Anthony, LeBron James, and Kevin Durant combined for 65 points as the Americans beat Spain 100-78 in a rematch of the gold medal game and a possible preview of the next one. It was the team's final exhibition game before heading to London. The U.S. was 5-0 in exhibition play, winning by an average of 26.6 points per game. Just days before Friday's opening ceremony for the 2012 Olympics, the British government is deploying 1,200 more troops to protect Olympic venues. Officials say it's not the result of a threat against the Games. They just don't want to leave anything to chance. That means some 18,200 UK military personnel are now involved in some capacity in securing the London Games after private contractor G4S failed to supply enough guards. Some of the servicemen have had their leaves canceled, while others have only recently returned from tours in Afghanistan. And World Anti-Doping Agency President John Fahey says more than 100 athletes are ineligible for the upcoming Olympics because of doping. Fahey says that through mid-June, at least 107 athletes drew doping bans, adding that not all would have qualified to compete in London. He tells IOC members that intelligence was shared by WADA, sports federations, and London organizers to target athletes under suspicion. Fahey says athletes who dope should know that their chances of avoiding detection are the smallest that they've ever been. That's Checkin' Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.